Plans for the Central New York STEAM School are still on track despite the COVID-19 pandemic and looming state budget deficits. Syracuse City Schools Superintendent Jaime Alisea joined Senator Rachel May Thursday for a virtual update on the project. He says they'll select an architect for renovations once the county takes ownership of the 117-year-old building from the city. Meanwhile, a curriculum committee is developing courses to serve students from across the region.
This is the opportunity to have kids from Liverpool, from FM, from the city, from Marcellus, to come together and develop a program so we don't have to all develop a school for the performing arts, that we don't have all to develop a school for robotics or for construction management, that we can all work together, exchange ideas, and we can offer these programs to all the kids in Central New York.
I really like the idea that we're crossing all those boundaries, bringing the kids together. Rural districts have their own real problems with offering a broad range of classes and that sort of thing. And this is an opportunity that should be wonderful for kids from outside the city, as well as for the kids in the city.
The $75 million regional high school and worker training center will be located in the vacant Central Tech High School building on the southern edge of downtown. Superintendent Alisea says he's already hearing from the region's art venues and the business community.
CNY Jazz got in contact with me about it. They're interested. Red House was interested. The Iverson Museum, we had a conversation with them also. But they're also businesses that are interested in working with us.
Construction should begin sometime next year and could be finished by the start of the 2022-2023 school year. For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, waer.org.